900 CHML. I'm Scott Thompson, Mixmaster Jim in the house. And joining us is Kristen Gibson, mother of Wesley. Wesley is in Oklahoma now. He's 8 years old. He was going to school up here at Kaster Center. Has some issues, some learning issues, and was pretty much bullied from the time he entered. His mother, Kristen, took him out of school a year ago at Christmas time and sent him down to Oklahoma to be with his father. He has thrived down there. There's a zero bullying tolerance down there. As a result, Wesley has done much better. But, and some have emailed me on this, why take him out of that scenario? He wants to come home. He wants to come home to his mother. Simple as that. So, bringing you up to date, and help me out if I've misspoke here, Kristen, but it now looks like when he comes back, he'll be going to a brand new school,
yes.
Which is about 10K away, and you would like the school board to pick him up on the way by to go to this new school via school bus, which is one of your concerns. You're confident that he will be safe at the new school. You've spoke to the principal there and their policies there, and you're confident that that things will move forward there, but you're waiting for this transportation issue. You want to find out what's happening with the bus. You also would like an apology and an investigation into what has happened in the past at Kaster.
Well, they did two investigations, were conducted by the school board, and which I'm not allowed to know the outcome to, even though my son and I were directly involved.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm told at every turn that the information falls under the Privacy Act.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me that information and decision-making begins and ends with themselves, with no recourse.
Well, I guess my point here is, Kristen, is, you know, like, obviously there's been some issues with the board, and, you know, you're obviously not happy with what's happened and how it's been handled. But is the concern now to get him back, get him into school, get him moving forward, or go back to Kaster and say, what the heck are you guys doing? And how did it get to this extent? Because to me, it seems like the big battle for you is to get your son back here and get him on track again, as opposed to going back and saying, so what's your concern with them once you get him back here and he starts the new school? Why do you care what they do at this point?
Because he'll still be going to the school, which is run by the District School Board of Niagara.
And what's your fear then?
Well, since I've learned that this can happen, there is no mechanism of accountability that they need to adhere to.
Right. So you would like to have somebody that you can at least talk to and explain your concerns to.
That's right.
Over and above these people.
Yes.
With going to the new school, are you worried that you're still under that umbrella and he still could fall back into the way it was?
I believe it's a closed system unto itself, yes. But this school, after they know what happened at the previous mm-hmm. school, and they were willing to
right.
work with him with the things that had happened to him in the past. And since they're aware of what happened, I'm pretty sure that he would be more comfortable than knowing that his
start.
Background.
Sure, absolutely. Bobby, what's your position on all this? What's your role in all of this?
I'm a Canada Court Watch advocate, and what we do is we hold rallies, educate the public, and what we're looking for is ombudsman oversight of the MUSH sector, which does include the school boards.
MUSH sector. Just tell everybody what this all means.
The MUSH sector is the group private companies that are falling under government funding
mm-hmm.
that have no oversight.
Right. So what
these include nursing homes, hospitals, children's aid societies, school boards, universities, and police.
So you're saying these people have too much power?
Yes.
And there's no balance for somebody like Kristen?
Exactly. There's no balance whatsoever. There's nobody. Once you get to the highest level of complaint that you can within the school board, within Children's Aid Society, there's no one else that you can complain to after that point.
Mm-hmm.
So it's them investigating themselves.
Right. So obviously, if you're not happy with the way they've done the investigation, there's no recourse for you.
Exactly.
So what's your recommendation to someone like Kristen? What's she to do?
Well, right now, Kristen's been participating in rallies with us and educating the public on the ombudsman oversight and so forth and so on. My recommendation, just getting to know Kristen, is that, yes, she gets her son back home. once everything's in place. And at that point, wait until hopefully the ombudsman gets in. And at that point, she can make a complaint to them about the district school board if she feels that it's necessary.
Right. Now, are you confident that with the new school that these problems are going to be resolved?
I believe so. She's had some good meetings with the principal there and who would be Wesley's teacher.
Right.
So.
Difference between one and the other. Why would it be so different if they're under the same school board, if they're under the same umbrella?
Well, you find that in almost all the schools, like depending on who the principal is, and you know, you might just not hit it off with that principal, and you know, then there's going to be that contention there all the time.
So what do you think the resolution is for in regard to the transportation issue of the school bus?
Well, I don't see that it should be an issue that he can't get on the bus if the bus travels by her house every day.
Why can't the principal of the new school help you with this, Kristen?
I believe it's out of their jurisdiction.
But I thought it was all under the same...
Yes, that's what I'm told. They can put... there was one man that I don't remember the name.
Right.
I was speaking with him, and they told me to make a request into the Board of Education.
Right.
I spoke with the superintendent of the board, Mr. Dickinson.
Right.
And he's the one who told me that the funding wouldn't stretch that far.
Right. And you even said to them, well, you already have a bus that goes past here?
Yes.
And what's the principal of the new school's response to all of this?
I have no idea.
Can you ask him? Can you find out? I mean, wouldn't you think that would be your next plan of attack would be to make, you know, because since he's been behind the, you know, getting Wesley there into the school, getting, you know, and obviously sympathetic to your case, would he not be the go-to guy to try to, hey, can you just at least get them to get the school bus to stop by?
Yeah, but it's kind of like him fighting with his boss.
Right.
So there's like a pecking order.
Right.
A chain of command.
Man, well, you know, it sounds like I certainly don't know what you're talking about, because you certainly hear lots of parents with these issues. So, and that's what your complaint is now Kristen has no one to go to for a simple issue like, can you please stop the damn bus and put my kid on it?
Yeah.
So where does this all stand now? When's he due back? When's it he supposed to start?
He was supposed to come home on December the 19th to remain, but because we haven't got this issue settled out, ironed out, he's going to have to return.
What issue's not settled out?
The transportation.
Right.
And I was worried about the CAS thing. The principal had filed a complaint, a false allegation.
Against you?
Yes.
Right.
My case was closed in 13 days.
Right.
Still to this day, I don't understand why he did that. It did cause a lot of problems in our life. I believe it was to draw my attention elsewhere.
Yeah. So what's your concern with the Children's Aid Society at this point?
That if my son does, if he does start getting bullied again, we can't say that it won't happen.
Yeah.
Because there's a chance that it may. He is different than the other kids.
Right.
So that concerns me.
So why would that concern you about the Children's Aid Society?
They're bullies. They're bullies.
Aren't they there to help you?
No, I had called them before.
Now, hang on. I don't understand why you would be worried about the Children's Aid Society if, as long as everything is going okay with your son.
To help my son. Originally,
so you don't have
them.
A good relationship with the Children's Aid Society. Tell us what you're worried about. Are you worried they're going to come take Wesley away? Is that what you're worried about?
There's no need for them to take him away. He's not in danger at home.
I don't understand why you're worried about the Children's Aid Society.
They try and do things.
Go ahead.
Manipulate.
I think her concern is not necessarily that Children's Aid is going to become involved because of a complaint, but that the second she gets Wesley back on Canadian soil, it's going to be an automatic open file because they closed it because he left the country.
Right, right.
So if there were unfounded allegations prior, why reopen a case that was closed?
Well, you don't know they're going to reopen it, though, do you?
It happens numerous times.
Well, again, because but you can see that their concern is the well-being of the child. So it would be in their best interest to look into it just to see if everything's okay.
Well, that's
what's wrong with that?
that's what they would want you to believe. But the best interest of what the Children's Aid is more concerned about is lining their pocketbooks, because the funding for the Children's Aid comes from the provincial government, and their funding is based on the amount of children that they have into care. And on average, for a normal child, they receive anywhere between $2,500 to $3,000 per month for the care of any child they have in there. Now, if the child is labeled special needs, such as Wesley would, because of some problems that he has psychologically, they now end up getting funding in the amount of almost $5,000 per month for every child that they take in that's labeled as a special needs.
Why is that a concern to the family? That's what I don't understand. If the Children's Aid's watching over this, why is that a concern to the family?
Because the Children's Aid, on numerous occasions, where personal experience from Bobby and myself, since we've been involved in this for quite some time, we've seen it firsthand as to what happens is the Children's Aid will commit perjury in affidavits that they present before the courts, and it's up to the parents to prove that these affidavits are all full of lies.
And that's, in your opinion, just to keep the Children's Aid
just to keep the
moving.
Children's Aid to keep the children in care and to keep them from going back home to their parents. I can speak.
There seems to be two different issues here. One of them is Wesley. The other one is the beef with the Children's Aid Society.
Well, it's because of the amount of powers that the Children's Aid has. It's insurmountable that the families have to go up against them. And with Wesley's case, it's a case that they love to jump all over.
Right.
They have a false allegation being made by the school, and the schools have a duty to report suspected abuse or neglect.
Yeah.
And all it takes is a principal to call up or a school official to call up the Children's Aid and say that this is taking place.
Yeah.
And it sets them off onto a steamrolling path where they will go out and they will do everything they can in their power to make sure that child goes into care. And they will even commit perjury in court. And it's a term that we like to use in the advocacy area of called testifying. The problem is that unless you can prove that these people are committing perjury, you have no chance against them because they have unlimited funding, because they receive in the amount of, just last year alone, the Children's Aid in Ontario, they received in total of $1.4 billion per year in tax dollars from our provincial government, and they have zero accountability towards it. But you have to go to court and prove that they're lying in court to be able to get anywhere, because they have an automatic level of credibility within the court system.
So what role, at what point are we at with this ombudsman now? What will that
right
do?
Right now,
how
there's
will that help?
Petitions being presented in the legislature for ombudsman oversight. The last bill that was presented was turned down by the Liberal government in May.
Hmm.
It's the Liberals that are opposing it.
So, again, but it's basically two issues here. One is getting Wesley in the situation he needs to be, and the other one is to, as you put
oversight
it,
as you, of as you, these
yeah, as
private
you say,
organizations.
Protected by the Children's Aid, from the Children's Aid Society.
Oops.
Interesting. All right, well, Kristen, we'll certainly be following this story, the story of Kristen Gibson. Where does it stand now? You're waiting for Wesley's coming home for Christmas, and then he has to go back?
Yes.
Until the... How long can this all take to come about? Was it not better just to get him here and get him in school?
Well, if I get him here... The thing is transportation. We're a working family.
Yeah.
And for him to get to and from school.
Right. So you got to get that transportation issue solved.
Yes.
And the principal is not helping you at this point. What's your next step?
I don't know where to go from here. I don't know where to turn anymore. I've been Board of Education, Ministries, Queen's Park. I've been...
What did HUDAC say about it?
MPs.
Is there nothing that they can do from their end?
No, because they don't have to account to anybody.
Yeah.
They don't have to answer to anyone.
So at this point, we don't know if Wesley will actually get into school this year if this transportation issue isn't resolved.
That's right.
How hopeful are you that it will be?
Not too hopeful.
Is there any other way to get Wesley to school other than the school bus?
Yes, his babysitter. But she's working too.
Yeah.
So...
What about other students, other parents? Again, what about, you know, reaching out to the school to see if they can help in some way and try to get him at least in and starting?
That's true. Could do that.
Kristen Gibson has been with us, mother of Wesley, who is now in Oklahoma, and hopefully will get up here to start his school career again. We'll keep in touch and see how this story develops. And good luck to you, Kristen.
Thank you.